Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Early Monday morning, Donald Trump sent out a raging Truth Social post in which he's still angry at President Obama, and he's also mad at Democratic Senator Chris Coons for this clip on screen here. So I'm going to play you the clip that had Donald Trump angry, but really quickly, when he's mad at Obama, it's because Obama was right. Obama used the form of diplomacy that Trump could only dream of using to secure the Iran nuclear deal, which stopped Iran from enriching uranium or getting closer to nukes. The U.S. had heavy oversight into Iran's facilities, then Trump pulled us out. Right when he got into office, he pulled us out with no fallback plan, and that led us into the current escalation we see today. So Democratic Senator Chris Coons went on Fox News Sunday while he was on Capitol Hill, and he pointed out a few key things. First of all, Trump doesn't know how to use diplomacy, but secondly, this quote-unquote deal Trump is trying to negotiate is just a weaker, more toothless version of the same exact deal that Obama had secured back in 2015, which was called the JCPOA. So Donald Trump, I'm just going to say it, Donald Trump, in his intuitive racism towards Obama, has put U.S. soldiers at risk. Think about it. But Trump's claim to fame in American politics was saying Obama wasn't born in America. He even called Obama a Muslim. All of these things, he just hated Obama for one specific reason. And when Trump got into office, he began to tear up Obama's deals for no reason at all, which led to this today. So let's break all of this down. And I'd like to just start with the irony of how much of an idiot Trump is. I mean, these posts just drip irony very quickly. Make sure you subscribe below. Join the Adam Mockler feed. Regularly, YouTube tends to promote a lot of right-wing content in the algorithm, like Charlie Kirk pulls a lot of numbers. Tucker Carlson pulls numbers, but we are now beating them for the first time in like years. The Adam Mockler channel was able to beat Tucker Carlson and Charlie Kirk in month-over-month growth because of you all. So subscribe below, and let's just start here. Check this out. In 2011, Donald Trump posted, "In order to get elected, Barack Obama will start a war with Iran." And then in 2012, Trump posted, "At Barack Obama will attack Iran in order to get reelected." Very prescient. And then he said in 2013, "I predict that President Obama will at some point attack Iran in order to save face." Then he says, "Remember that I predicted long ago that President Obama will attack Iran because of his inability to negotiate properly, not skilled." The irony here. He then sends out more and more posts in about 2012, 2013 about how Obama can't secure a deal. Obama is weak and he's only striking because of his inability to negotiate. But then Obama does get a deal, and this deal gives us very clear, relentless oversight for a decade. And now Donald Trump is, he pulls us out just because he hates Obama. It's absolutely absurd. And to continue, Donald Trump posted then on True Socialist this morning, "Not that it really matters, but a terribly untalented writer for badly failing Forbes magazine, Dan Alexander, has written so inaccurately that it's ridiculous. Many others also, but the media is mostly fake news. Why are you just targeting a specific Forbes writer?" Then he begins to target Senator Chris Coons for this clip here. Let's play the clip, then go into the aftermath.
I'll just note that President Trump, by press accounts, is now moving towards negotiation and offering Iran a deal that looks somewhat similar to the Iran deal that was offered by Obama. Tens of billions of dollars of incentives and reduced sanctions in exchange for abandoning their nuclear program.
He's literally saying this is the exact same deal that Obama cut that Trump tore up. And Trump has a repeated history of doing this. Before we even get into Trump's response, when he got into office, he tore up almost all of our trade deals. One of them was with South Korea. We had a free trade agreement with South Korea. We were allies with them. Obama had negotiated this free trade agreement in 2014. Trump tore it up and renegotiated, quote-unquote, renegotiated the same exact deal, except he doesn't actually have the text on it. He hasn't actually presented anything. So he got into office, again, tore up these deals with no viable alternative. And that is the main problem. There is no viable alternative. This article reads, Trump rages at Democratic senator who exposed the reality of his Iran plan. Donald Trump just blew a fuse at Senator Chris Coons for saying the president is just copying Obama. Early morning, Donald Trump lashed out against Chris Coons because Senator Coons called him out. On Thursday, CNN, citing four sources familiar with the matter, reported that, quote, the Trump admin has discussed possibly helping Iran access as much as $30 billion to build a civilian energy-producing nuclear program, easing sanctions and freeing up billions of dollars in restricted Iranian funds. Trump at the time called such reports a hoax propagated by a sleazebag within the fake news media. Coons cited the reports in a Sunday appearance on Fox News, telling host Shannon Bream, quote, I'll just note that President Trump, by press accounts, is now moving towards negotiation and offering Iran a deal that looks somewhat similar to the Iran deal that was offered by Obama. I won't even say somewhat similar. It looks exactly similar. A peaked Trump took to Truth Social just before 3 a.m. That's exactly what I want my president doing at 3 a.m. to say, quote, tell phony Democrat Senator Chris Coons that I am not offering Iran anything, unlike Obama, who paid them billions under the stupid, quote, road to a nuclear weapon, JCPOA, which would now be expired. Nor am I even talking to them since we totally obliterated their nuclear facilities. Okay, we have multiple reports that he is trying to cut a deal, reports from inside his admin, but also Republicans keep putting forward this argument that because the JCPOA, or the Iran nuclear deal, expired in 2025, that it was the right move for Trump to exit in 2017 with no fallback plan or no mechanism to prevent them from enriching their uranium over that time period, which is obviously dumb for the reasons I just stated. Donald Trump then posted, quote, the Trump admin has gotten costs down very substantially for the American consumer. There has never been anything like this. Costs haven't been down. You can look at gas prices or the prices of food. Costs have not been down, and the inflationary effects of tariffs are only just beginning. This says, one great big beautiful bill is moving along nicely. Make America great again, brother. The absolute inversion of reality is wild. This ugly bill has taken months. It's gotten caught up for months, and it's caused a shit show in the Senate. Now, Trump thinks he can just attack not only Obama, but Senator Chris Coons, and we won't call him out. Trump set off the chain of events leading to his June 21st bombing of Iran by withdrawing from President Obama's Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the JCPOA, in 2018, a decision which prompted Iran to accelerate its nuclear program per Axios, which in turn led Trump, upon resuming office, to consider a renewed deal that geopolitics expert Jeffrey Lewis called a dollar store JCPOA. He's trying to put Humpty Dumpty back together again, Lewis said earlier this month, because Trump is literally just trying to recreate the same exact deal Obama negotiated, therefore solidifying the fact that Obama was not only more diplomatic. That's not even an argument. Of course he was more diplomatic, but he was able to pass more throughout Congress in his term. Even though he was gridlocked by Republicans, he got a massive health care plan through. Even President Biden was able to pass more. At this point in President Biden's term, we were like three or four huge bills in. And these bills were great for the American people. We had COVID relief. We had the American Rescue Plan. We had the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Meanwhile, Trump can't get any trade deals negotiated, can't get shit through Congress, and is now just recreating, like ripping off Obama's deals basically verbatim. It's absolute insanity, and I'll leave it there. Make sure you drop a like below if you appreciate these videos. I love you all. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.